This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Aleph. We're in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan Beis. And the Mechaber said that one should Yizgaber Kari, one should be strong like a lion, to get up in the morning for the Avodas Hashem, that you should wake up the morning, that the person should wake up the morning. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan Beis. He quotes the secret of the Shla. Hashachar, Bishla Kasav Soid. The Shla writes a secret. Lechaber Yoim Velaila B'Torah. To be able to attach day and night for learning Torah. Oy B'Tfila, or prayer. Hein B'Boiker, Hein B'Erev. Either in the morning or the evening. In other words, the Shla is saying that at the connecting point between Yoim and Laila, when the day turns to night, or when the night turns to day, during that time one should be either davening or learning. So when the day turns to night, usually that is what a person is doing. A person davens mincha, usually often before the shkia. Often a person davens marav right after, or learns right after. You want to connect the yom to the laila in Torah and tefillah. So now this is going on the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you should wake up the morning. Now what should you be doing at the time that you wake up the morning? You should be either davening or learning. That's the ideal. Umiyad kisheyisoyer mishnase. And as soon as you wake up from your sleep, ve'inoy roitz alishayin, and you don't want to sleep anymore, yitol yadav, you should wash your hands, af shenishar mushkav, even though you remain lying down. It seems like from the Mishneh Berurah, the ideal way to wash the Negel Vasser is even while, before you put your feet on the ground. Umikol shekein, certainly, shelo yelech arba amos, certainly not to go 4 cubits without washing Negel Vasser. One has to be very careful about this. In other words, even though most people perhaps are not careful about this, the Mishneh Berurah says one should be very careful not to walk Dalet Amos without washing their hands in the morning. The Zohar HaKadosh maflig avur zeh ba'anshei l'moed. The Zohar HaKadosh actually speaks about this with great stringency. Actually, the Zohar says that one who goes 4 Amos without Negel Vasser is actually Chayiv Misa. That is the Lashon of the Zohar. Now, the Ishel Avram of Buchach says that when the Zohar says Chayiv Misa, doesn't actually mean Chayiv Misa, it's just an Azhara Chamura, because this is not something that is found in Shas. But nevertheless, that is the simple language of the Zohar. Why is it so strict? Because you are delaying upon you the spirit of contamination. So you want to get this off right away. The ideal thing, it seems, would be to wash Negel Vasser while you're still lying down, where you have it right by your bed, where you could sort of reach over and wash it, and that would be ideal. If you can't do that, at the very least, you should have it next to your bed. Now, says the Mishneh Berurah, however, don't say, well, it's so chamra, one is chayiv misa, if they don't wash Negel Vasser within Dalet Amos, so now maybe I could violate an isser in order to fulfill Netzis Adayim. For example, maybe a person will say, I won't go to the bathroom because I didn't wash Negel Vasser yet, but not holding it in is a lav of Baal Teshaksu, or Lo Yeh Becha Akar, Kegoyin Latzar Atzmai Milahashtina Yedezel. Let's say a person may refrain from urinating because of this. Likach Mayim Shehechen Chavera Vor Atzmai. Maybe a person will say, you know what? I'll steal my friend's water. After all, I don't want to incur the punishment of the Zayar. Imloy Shebarer Loi, unless you cannot take your friend's water, unless you are sure, sheyitein tekef tmuras macherim, that you could replace it immediately. Now the question is, even then, why are you allowed to do that? You can't take somebody's thing and replace it. In other words, you can't say, oh, I like my friend's hat, I'm going to use it now, and I'm going to buy him a new one. It's geneva. The answer is, I assume, it's because nichalei la'adam shetiavid inish mitzvah b'mamayne, a person would... The other person would allow you to do so, provided that you're able to replace it immediately. There are those who are nichshal, and they bring themselves to isurim because they are afraid to violate this azhara of the Zayar. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Beis Yosef not quote the Zayar, that one is chayiv misa? This is the question of the Bach. And the Achronim say the Shiur Knesset HaGdol is called by the Beheitev that many people cannot be Nizar in this, and therefore the Beis Yosef applied the rule of Mutav Sheyu Shoigegim Va'al Yiyu Mezidim. To me, that's a Dover Pele Me'oid, that a Sefer Halacha should not say something about the importance of an Inyan because Mutav Sheyu Shoigegim. That's usually talking about an individual dealing with somebody who they encounter. But a Sefer Halacha that's presenting all the Halachas to you, you would think that they're required to tell you, you know, say it the way it is. You wouldn't necessarily think that Mutav Shiyu Shoigegim plays any role at all. Again, according to the Eshal Avram that we quoted, the Zohar is not to be taken literally, that one is actually Chayiv Misa. But nevertheless, we're going to come to the Lamais of this after we read this Mishnah Berurah. Now, what if you forgot to prepare your Nego Vasser, and it's in the next room? Should you run to get it and walk more than 4 amos in one shot? Or should you walk 3 amos at a time, like, you know, by Hilcha Shabbos? This way you're not going Dalet Amos at without Nego Vasser. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Me'ira, if it happened, Shehamayim Rechoikim, that the water is distant, Ve'ein lo mishe karvim elav, you don't have someone to bring it to you, Na'agu k'tzas mibalei ha'nefesh, some holy people, some sensitive, spiritually sensitive people have a custom. Shaholchim pacha is pachas me'arba amos. They will go less than 4 amos at a shot. Because of Ashari Tshuva, Alzeh, the line of hero, the Ashari Tshuva questions this. He says, this is not proper. The Aduf Yoyser Sheyelchu b'merutza. It's better to run. Shaloy lahashis ruach ra'al yadav, not to keep the ruach ra on your hands. And that seems to be the conclusion, that if a person doesn't have Nego Vasser, they should quickly get it as soon as possible. Now, the Mishnah Berurah cites a leniency. Yesh Aymerim, some say, Dila Inyan Zeh Amrinan Kula Besa Ka'arba Amos Dami. Some say, regarding this, the whole house is like 4 amos. And that might be a reason why one does not have to be Makbit to put the Nego Vasser by their bed. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Aval ein lismoich al zeh. Do not rely on this. Kiyim b'shas hadchak. Only if you have a pressing circumstance. I don't know, you're a guest in someone's house, and you can't ask them for your own negel vasser. But the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is one must wash negel vasser by their bed. Now, the Shal Suchuvah Shvus Yaakov brings that the reality is most God-fearing people are not Nizar in this halacha. So what basis is there, what leniency may there be for not washing Nego Vasser by the bed? In fact, Shal Shetshuvah Shuvah Me'ava asks, he says, Kama b'nei Torah she'inam shogegim mekilim. Many people who are not even a shogeg, they're lenient regarding this halacha. So here are a few potential kulais. Number one, the idea of Rav Shimon Elazar and the Gemara. Rav Shimon Elazar holds kula kedalat amos. The whole house is considered like dalat amos. Now, that is brought in brachas chafei amabez. The only thing is we don't paskin that way. Says the Shvus Yaakov, the Zohar paskins that way. So who says you have to wash nego vasser? It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Zohar. So the Zohar, who amar, pesha hitter, pesha asar, pesha hitter. The Zohar holds like the Raja of Shimon Elazar. So according to the Zohar, you could wash anywhere in the house, because the Zohar shita is kulei bayis, kulei kedalat amos. Now the Achroinim ask on the Shvus Yaakov, that the Eliyahu Rabba, the Prima Gadim, the Eshal Avram, they all say that even Rav Shimon Elazar, who says the whole house is like Dalet Amos, he only said it regarding the whole room is like Dalet Amos. But it doesn't apply to the whole house. A second possible heter is what the Yam Shel Shoymai writes, that we don't have Ruach Ra anymore. Ruach Ra is gone. The same way we are not Zohar to do things, bezugois, you know, the Gemara Pesachim talks about you shouldn't drink 2 cups of wine at a time, 4 cups of wine at a time, except for Leil Pesach. So there's certain Ruach Ra that no longer exist. One of them may be Nego Vasser. That is the opinion of the Yam Shel Shloimeh in Chulin. Then there's another possible leniency brought by the Kaf HaChaim, and that is Ruach Ra comes at midnight. So if you go to sleep after midnight, you don't really have to worry about the Ruach Ra when you wake up in the morning, because you never hit the Chatzos mark. So some people, they're early to bed. So then this will not be a good leniency. Many people go to sleep after midnight every night, so it's not a major issue. Then you have the leniency of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who brings in Halicha Shloima that he heard from Ziknei Yushalayim, that he has a Kabbalah, until Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who heard from the Gra, that when the Geret Tzedek, Avraham ben Avraham was burnt at the stake, a fire emanated from the cave of the patriarchs, the Maros HaMachpelah, and the Sitra Achra was weakened, and at that moment, the Tumas Yodayim of Negelvasser was Nisbatel. Aber Lamaisa, this is not brought in the Poiskim, and the Mishnah Berurah says, you need to do it. And if we're learning Mishnah Berurah, you should follow the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, especially, L'Achamei of Esrim, they're going to open up the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah, and they're going to start with page one. So with page one, you want to be able to say, at least I did page one, you know? Now, in Slabodka, and those yeshivas that follow the tradition of Slabodka, supposedly in Slabodka, they were not makbid on Negel Vasser by within Dalet Amos. Presumably, it was because they were not makbid on many things found in the Kabbalah. They did not treat the Kabbalah as halacha. I personally asked Rav Avigdor Miller, and he said, of course in Slabodka they were makbid on Negel Vasser by the bed. I don't know, maybe there were different tekufos in Slabodka. The bottom line is, this is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Are there possibly leniencies? Yes. K'moshenis ba'arnu. However, this is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Me'era k'shamashkin b'layif. It happened when you woke up at night. She'in lo'y mayim lito yadav. You don't have water to wash. Shalish pam k'roi l'haber ruach hatoma. You woke in the middle of the night, you don't have water. So now what? Now you could be mevato Torah. Now you could go on your phone for 4 hours and watch the same news on every outlet, that they make up new things that never even happened? No, it's still usher to do that. You can't be mevatel from Torah because you don't have water. Afal pichen chalilo levatel mitav Torah mishum zeh ad sheir hayom. You can't be mevatel until daybreak. Elo yito ma'at. Use a little bit of water. Or yanaki yadu b'chol midim demanaki. Or clean your hands with some cleaning agent, some kind of surface that could clean your hands to some extent. V'yivarech, you make a bracha. V'yilmaid, and you can learn kedin ha-talmud v'ha-poiskim, as the Gemara and the Poiskim tell us. Now, the Rama said to the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, you get up the morning. But at the very least, the Rama said, do not delay from the tefillah b'tzibur. Sha'at tzibur misbalan. Hainu, afal pi shelo yavar zman tefillah. That is, even though you're not going to miss the zman tefillah, you can't get up later than the tzibur zavnin. Kamaka mitzvah ima tzibur. V'ayin lekaman soif simin soif siv katan tes. Okay. Now, the Rama said that a big madrega of tzadikim is shivisi Hashem lenegdi samed, which literally means to place God before you always. Now, what are you imagining? Presumably it means imagining you're standing before Hashem. Okay, yeah, now what? But what does Hashem look like? Look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Dahainu sheyitzar benaf sheytamid." Picture, envision always, "Eichshu oimei lefnei Hashem yisbarach." How you're standing before God. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'lai chalaretz kevaydai. So my good friend Rameir Jacobson pointed out that maybe this is the Hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah, because now the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kosvu b'shem ha'ari, it's written in the name of the Ari, in the Priyetz Chaim, She'yitzayar shem havaya tamid neged enav. You should always envision the Yudkei Vavkei in front of you, benikud, vocalized and vowelized, yira, with a chirik under the yud, a shva under the hay, a kamatz under the yud, and then a hay. Kazeh, and then the Mishnah Berurah shows you how you should envision it. So not just like they have on the Sfardi posters, Yudke Vavke, but there should be a Nekudos under it. What is the Mishnah Berurah adding? In other words, the Ramah said, always imagine you're standing in front of Hashem. So what does that mean, standing in front of Hashem? Ein loy guf, ein loy demos. What are you supposed to imagine exactly? You're supposed to imagine this halo, this glow, this... How do you imagine that you're in the presence of Hashem? So the Eitzah that Rizal gives is you can't imagine any physicality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it seems like this is not only permitted, but encouraged, that you can so to speak, envision the tzuras ha'oisiyos. V'zeh toyelas gadol inyan ha'yira. This is a great benefit for yira shamayim. V'yesh ha'yir regilin machmazeh lasos menoiro shoklaf. Because of this, many had accustomed to make a candelabra on a parchment, mitsuyarim, with illustrated, lahaniach basudarim, to put in the siddur, v'koisvim bahem, shivisi Hashem. They would write shivisi, ben arba oisiyos, and the four letters of Hashem's name, usharei shemois, and other names of Hashem, u'menoira kaze hoisa nikreis b'shem shivisi. This would be called the shivisi menoira. V'hatamhu, the reason is, b'chdei sheyie nizgar. This would remind a person not to have idle conversation during tefillah out of fear of God. Now, what does it mean not to have idle conversation? Who needs a reminder not to have idle conversation? Yeah, but sometimes the gabbai doesn't know, so he comes to you in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah and he asks you for your name. Now, obviously, you're not going to say it during Kriyas HaTorah, but you might tell him before the brachas because you feel like you're under pressure. You feel the pressure of the gabbai. So now you have this shivisi candelabra. This way you could stand up to the pressure of the unlearned gabbai who wants to be machshel you, to ask you your name before the guy finishes the bracha on Ashanah Salanu Teras Emes. Anyway, v'kasa v'sharei tshuva, b'shem atfu ishar, sheroi lezer chayel levata hamenek. Let's just finish this Mishnah Berurah. It is worthwhile to gird your loins to abolish this practice. Most of the times, this parchment is not going to be guarded properly. It's going to be strewn about the floor. And often it will come to erasing Hashem's name. However, the Mishnah Berurah says if this parchment is under a piece of glass and it won't come to be erased, then it's permitted. Venera, it would seem, to be menorahs hagdos, the big menorahs hamtsuyores haklaf that are illustrated on parchment, shekoyvim beis haknesses lefnei amud, that they put before the teva, before the bima, for the amud, tachas tavla shel zechuchas, under a glass plate, shein shaykh b'zeh tamanal, that the reason that we mentioned before, namely that it will be, the name of Hashem will be erased, or that it will get thrown out, less lamba, there's no problem, ad kan l'shoinoi, this is all the Lashon of the Sharei Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'hakoyim ha'amad b'loi tavla yesham chazviyadim. If you're going to put on the amad without a glass plate, you should protest such a thing. Ki al yedei ha'neroi shakam ha'amad, because through the candles that are set on the amad, ba'baroi v'ho'itum edem echikas Hashem chas v'chalila, it can often come to erasing Hashem's name. Okay, so that concludes Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dal. Tomorrow I want to read the Bir HaLacha on the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos and speak out some inyanim on that. Thanks everybody for joining. Baruch Vatzalach, have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.